Now, here's a question for you. We know the name of the Chief Health Officer in New South Wales, Dr. Kerry Chant. She's front and centre every day, working hard. Thank you, Dr. Chant. But what is the name of our Chief Psychiatrist? Anyone? No? On Monday, Lifeline received more calls for help than any other day in more than half a century. They've been around 58 years, Lifeline, and in that time, they've never seen anything like this. We've been locked down for 6 weeks. There's no official end date. People are out of a job. Kids can't go to school. No community sport. We can't catch up with our family and our friends. The impact of the lockdown is catastrophic. So why don't we hear from the New South Wales Chief Psychiatrist at the Daily Press Conference? His name is Dr. Murray Wright. And I think he's got a role to play here. Put him in front of the cameras and give people some tips on how to get through this troubling time. He can give advice to parents and to kids and to grandparents. We're not all experts on psychology, and neither is the Premier. This guy is. That's why he's got the role. Dr. Kerry Chant talks every day about our physical health. Well, let's hear about our mental fitness. And he's not the only person who should be invited to the Premier's press conference. As a caller said yesterday to Deb Knight, why don't they bring out the Education Minister, Sarah Mitchell? Parents are crying out for understanding and certainty on schools. It's one of the biggest issues facing families today. Why doesn't Sarah Mitchell front the 11 o'clock press conference to answer questions about schools? At the moment, she should be there every day. Instead, it's like Groundhog Day. They trot out the same three people every day at 11 a.m. telling us the same things for an hour. I think we should mix it up. Get the Customer Service Minister, Victor Dominello, out there to give updates on Service New South Wales and the delays for business help. Let's hear from community leaders in Southwest Sydney and Western Sydney. The local mayors would be a good start. Get some local heroes to encourage people to get vaccinated. I don't know, in rugby league, you've got people like Mark Geyer or Phil Gould, well-known in the West. Comedians like Rob Shahady or Arne Doe. The well-known Dr. Jamal Reefy, who can speak directly to his friends in the Islamic community. If you want people to pay attention, let's hear some different voices and put some fresh legs on the field.